President Chamisa is seized with the agenda of engaging with citizens in the country, and I'll also take this opportunity on his behalf to also engage with citizens from Zimbabwe who are based in America, just to hear their views and concerns about what the future must look like. We obviously been facing a lot of challenges in Zimbabwe around democratic backsliding, but we are focused about making sure that we are building a credible alternative and preparing Zimbabwe on the path towards a democratic breakthrough. President Chamisa assist with the agenda to engage with citizens because we believe that the future of our country and that of the continent is in the hands of ordinary people, and therefore it is for that reason why we're engaging with Zimbabweans in this part of the world and, of course, in our country and in different places where Zimbabweans are.
You say you've been talking to Zimbabweans here in the United States. What are they telling you in terms of their future?
Zimbabweans are very clear that they want to see a democratic Zimbabwe. They contribute millions in diaspora remittances, and they have demonstrated commitment in their support for President Chamisa and their support for the authentic opposition in the country. And therefore, they also obviously gave their input as Zimbabweans in terms of how they will contribute to the development of our country. Remember that at the end of the day, it's not just about being an opposition, but it's about what are your alternative policies and how Zimbabweans think they will contribute in a Chamisa-led government.
Can it be said that maybe from the perspective of some Zimbabweans here, that the future is bleak because it seems that Mr. Chamisa has removed himself from the political future?
Look, President Chamisa resigned from the CCC fundamentally because we are convinced that the CCC is no longer the vehicle that can take our country forward, and therefore President Chamisa resigned from the CCC, but did not resign from politics. That's why he's actively engaging with Zimbabwean citizens, both in the country and in the diaspora, because he bears the mandate from the same ordinary people, and therefore he's still active in governance processes in the country, and he's still very clear in terms of his intention and objective to provide leadership in the country. And it is only that the CCC is no longer the vehicle. And until such a time when a legitimate political vehicle is launched, and then you'll see President Chamisa in the political arena.